I am the Archangel Melchizedek, Archangel of Communion, who resides between the realms of limitlessness and limited time and space, serving the divine as a bridge through which the manna of heaven might pass from the realm celestial into the angelic continuum here in the realm of man, enabling the archangels and angels to receive the power that they need to perform their appointed tasks. It is because of this duty and function that I am called the King of Angels. It is because of this duty and function that I am likened to the Christ, who in many ways serves this function for mankind, acting as a bridge between the divine and the divine's creation. I am also Archangel of the Universal Language, the language of sound and vibration, sacred mathematics, sacred geometry, sacred form, and also the language of colour. And it is in this regards that I come to speak to you today. Colour is vibration. It is frequency. It is energy. It radiates its power out into the world. Like all things made by the divine, it is alive, inhabited by spirit, though these devic presences are rarely spoken of. It is their function and duty to blaze the light and power of the spectrum out into the world so that it might be used as omen and portent, so that it might be utilized in synchronicity and serendipity, so that it might heal and uplift and empower. Color is wise. And colour is magic. It has been acknowledged as such since the beginning of time. But colour is also much more than this. It is fuel for the spirit and the soul. It is needed and required in order for people to live, in order for people to endure, in order for people to ascend. And in times such as this one, when people are in such need, because of the restricting and limiting situations of the current predicament, because of illness and death, because of the bleak outlook of the world, colour is more essential than it ever was before. Colour has the power to open the heart and mind, to inspire, to comfort, to heal, to protect, to nurture and strengthen the mind and heart and body and spirit in ways beyond comprehension. And colour, unlike other things, is freely available to all. It exists all around us. It is in nature. It is in the sky. The ground beneath our feet. Stones and trees and rocks and herbs. Wild flowers. The wings of birds. The hair of people. Their complexion and their skin. It is in our dreams and in our thoughts. It is everywhere. And mankind's instinctive understanding of it is absolute. All of man knows what colours they like and do not like. They may not understand why this is so. Why certain colours appeal at certain times and at other times do not. Why we have a thirst for certain colours. Why we need them. The spirit knows. The soul knows. The heart knows. It knows what colours it requires in order to achieve what aim, what goal. It knows what colours it requires in order to find solace, find progress, be calmed and stilled. And so I would encourage you, first and foremost, to trust your instinct and intuition, to listen to what your mind and heart and body tells you now in regards to the colours that it wants you to wear or surround yourself with. Even if these colours fly against conventional application or practice, even if these colours are not ones that you might usually be attracted to, not usually colours that you might wear, even if these colours do not suit. And secondly, I would encourage you to endeavour to find out more, to become more conscious of the wisdom of colour, of the power of its application, to experiment with projecting colour through thought, to experiment with wearing colour in different ways, in different forms, in different textures, in different parts of the body, in experimenting in surrounding yourself with colour in different ways also, as bedsheets, as paint upon the wall, as flowers in the garden. Colour is conditional in regards to that material that is used to conduct its energy. Colour radiated through nature is extraordinarily powerful in the way in which it impacts upon the heart. Colour which is radiated through the mineral kingdom impacts more powerfully upon the mind. Colours worn impact upon the body, as do those painted upon our surrounding. Colours visualised impact upon the spirit and the soul. But of course there are other ways also. Coloured waters might be used, water being the universal conductor. These then can be atomised into the air, or rubbed into the palms of the hands and dispersed throughout the aura. And there are many on earth who have utilised this method, commercialised this method, made it readily available to all, And this is not to be dismissed as a gimmick. It is a powerful way of utilizing this powerful force. But I would also encourage you not to dismiss those methods and means that you might consider to be childish. Kaleidoscopes are powerful methods of imbibing colour, combined with sacred geometry. Taking the colour directly into the eye, directly into the brain, directly into the mind. Combining colour with natural light. Combining colour with form and shape. This is a powerful injection of life force energy. And so kaleidoscopes used in the traditional way can be powerful forms of light therapy. Similarly, in this day and age, you might choose rather to gaze at kaleidoscopic animations on your computer, and although these are produced not from natural light, they are still extraordinarily powerful, and many have created them for specific purposes, and therefore they can be utilized in these specific and very powerful ways. When you were children, you played with colour boldly. You painted it without care. You wore it on your hands and face. Colour, since the beginning of time, has been utilised in this way and acknowledged because of its great power. In conclusion, then, I would say this to you. The most ultimate form of colour, the most powerful manifestation of it in your world, is the rainbow. Rainbows are a trick of the light, the diffuse light scattered through the prismatic effects of rain droplets, creating beautiful archways of often vibrant coloured light. They are blessings given to the world from the divine by the angels. And when you see them, they are significant and meaningful. When you are blessed in such a way, then, endeavour to do all that you can in order to imbibe their energy whilst it is there. Know that that blessing has been given for you at that time because it has been determined and decided that you needed it. Stand, stare, breathe in the light, absorb the colour, draw it into your body and being. Throughout the ages, cultures have always acknowledged the power of rainbows. Do not fall foul of thinking them of being any less now, simply because of the modern scientific era in which you live. They are still a miracle. They are still a blessing given by the gods. In love, then, I leave you now with my blessing. Go forwards in love and peace and truth. Call upon the power of colour. Fill and enrich your soul.